Unit 6, Ancient Life. Once long ago, there was a small tribe of people living in a thick jungle community with other tribes like them. The ancient world was hostile and life was not easy as it is today. In order to survive, the tribes had to amplify their time and efficiency so that they were able to harvest crops and food for the dry season. All foods had to be handed out equally so that everyone could survive. There was no room for overconsumption. Overconsumption. In tribes like this, everyone received an equal share. They built large structures together called stone houses so that some food could be preserved and used when there was a famine or drought in the jungle. Although all tribes did not get along perfectly together, they lived adjacent to each other. This way, they were able to share resources and food to keep each other alive. Farmers in these communities developed ways of cultivating the soil and planting crops nearby each other. They integrated the work between families so that some groups would go off and hunt while others stayed behind to farm. This was the only way to ensure survival. They depended on each other. Crops are planted on different plots at different times throughout the year. This process was known as slash and burn agriculture, and it helped to prevent the soil from depleting. Other times, farmers overlapped crops with other tribes so that all of the community could take advantage of the rich soil in certain areas. They developed advanced methods of irrigation by holding water inside, retaining walls. These were the world's first reservoirs. The water would then travel down canals dug into the ground where it would then seep into the soil and help new plants to grow. Building a society such as this was only feasible because all members of the community worked together. Some members may have felt nervous and had a bad feeling in their gut. Feeling in their gut about the system, yet they did nothing in the interest of survival for the entire group. Working together in such a compressed fashion, tribes began to intermarry, and gain a sense of trust between each other. This increased the birth rate, and in doing so, the population began to grow. Communities like this flourished and became great civilizations. Civilizations that benefited mankind. Looking at examples such as this can provide an accurate description and example of how working together can serve to benefit everyone in the end.